The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined on the Trocare College Live Line this morning by former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield, who's running for mayor of Buffalo. And we're talking about his plan for the city of Buffalo finances. But Garnell, if we could just start with what happened in Hamburg last night. I'm just wondering, in your experience as a fire commissioner, if you ever had to respond to a home explosion or anything like what we saw in Hamburg last night.
Certainly, we have responded over the years to a number of catastrophic incidences, but each one of them is different, and my heart goes out to those affected by last night's events.
You know, I'm just wondering, in an explosion like this, when a first responder goes to the scene and you don't know the cause, I mean, what could have happened? It could have been any number of things, and we still aren't clear on that this morning. If there are certain precautions that have to be taken just to keep everybody safe, to, you know, just because the home isn't there anymore, there might still be danger around.
Absolutely. The first thing to do is to render the scene safe for those who might be in proximity. Make sure that you clear the area. Make sure that you keep those who are yet alive, who are, you know, in proximity to that area safe. And so I'm sure that's what the first responders did upon arriving on the scene, not knowing what caused this event. They had to proceed with caution, and, they're trained to do that.
You know, and Garnell, just from your experience, how does an investigator go about finding the cause in a fire like this where there is debris scattered across a neighborhood this morning?
Yeah, there's a huge debris field here. They're going to be methodical. You know, they're scientific. They're trained to do this. They do amazing work, and I'm sure they will get to the bottom of what caused this this incident, and more importantly, make sure that they take measures that it does not happen again. And so they're going to take their time and move, like I said, methodically through that debris field, and I'm sure they'll come up with a cause.
Well, we appreciate the insight, and as we said before, you're running for mayor of Buffalo and out yesterday with a plan for the city's budget and finances. I want to start with a couple of the plans that we do know of so far. Some of your opponents in the Democratic primary have put forward plans, Sean Ryan, to have the city basically sell bonds to make up for that budget gap over a number of years. The current mayor, Chris Scanlon, selling off city parking ramps and also adding a hotel bed tax. What is your opinion on those plans, and what have you come up with?
Well, I mean, I'm going to reiterate what I've said from the beginning. I don't know how anyone could come up with a plan that would be expected to have the intended impact of mitigating these financial issues without first ascertaining and understanding completely where we are. There's a moving target. We're not sure what our encumbrances are going forward, what the deficit really is. I think without having an audit, a transparent and full audit of the city's finances, you can't possibly come up with a plan that you would expect to be successful. And that has not happened yet. That's like building your house in sand. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
So you want to get to the bottom line and where the deficit stands with an audit. Once you get that picture, where do you go from there?
Now, once you get that picture, you will understand how we got here, what caused the deficit, and you start to mitigate. You start to address those things, whether they're part of, systemic issues that are longstanding issues, whether they're management issues, whatever they are. You come up with a plan to mitigate those issues, and it's an evidence-based plan based on the facts such as they are. And then you can feel secure in putting together a plan. And I would say this. None of us have a monopoly or none of us can claim to know how to mitigate these generational issues. These are longstanding issues in the city of Buffalo. I think we have to be deliberate about it. We have to be inclusive in our approach to them. And I think everybody should be at the table. This is a moment that is too big for any one person to claim to be able to handle. We should do this collaboratively. We should get the people at the table in the room who have expertise in these areas and come up with a plan so whoever the next mayor is has a blueprint that might be successful and that is supported by this community.
On an elementary level, though, if the city's facing a deficit, and even if no services were added, say over the next decade, the cost of what we currently have will certainly go up, as it does with just about everything. Is the answer, in some way, shape, or form, will it involve raising taxes for people in Buffalo?
I mean, taxes are a necessary part of, of our system, of our society. Absolutely. And I don't think people, reasonable people, do not mind paying taxes as long as they get the services that they're paying for. So what we have to do is be brilliant at the basics. We have to understand that we have to supply the residents of this community with the services that they need. We have to fill potholes. We have to pick up garbage. We have to make sure that our educational system educates our children. We have to do those things that people expect and deserve. And we have to be good at those things. And I think that having done that and having said that, you have to have incremental raises in taxes over the years. One of the reasons we're in this position is because that has not occurred. And so I think we put some things in place going forward. I think the people will support that. But again, we have to be diligent about making sure that they get what they need.
We're talking live with Garnell Whitfield this morning, who's running for Buffalo mayor. Garnell, tomorrow marks 3 years since one of the darkest days in the city of Buffalo, the Tops mass shooting, a tragedy that affected you personally. You lost your mom. It scarred the city. What will you be doing tomorrow?
Well, I mean, since you asked, I will be burying my father tomorrow. My father passed away earlier in the week. We will be burying him on tomorrow.
We're so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5:14. It's an opportunity for my family and I to sort of reframe that day. Rather than only focusing on the loss of our mother, it will be my parents' eternal reunion. And so we will commit my father to his eternal rest on tomorrow. He will be with my mother and with his creator. And we're thankful for the time we had with him.
Well, we're very sorry to hear that and thankful for you to come on with us this morning. Garnell Whitfield, former Buffalo Fire Commissioner, is running for mayor of Buffalo, joining us live this morning on WBEN.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.